Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription. From Mamma Mia, hi, I'm Claire Murphy. Welcome to The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily.
I'm an endurance athlete, triathlons, marathons in the Montana area who is looking to purchase breast milk. The fresher the better, but I care more about the quality of the milk and low cost more than if it's fresh or frozen. Breast milk is packed with additional nutrients and immune system support, which is exactly what I'm looking for as I train for my upcoming summer events. Would love to connect with a healthy mum who has an oversupply of milk to sell. Willing to negotiate on price based on the quality.
That is a real ad from the website Only the Breast, a place where people across America trade in human breast milk. You may have noticed, though, that that isn't a parent searching for nourishment for their baby. It's a fully grown man after something they refer to as liquid gold. But is breast best when it comes to adult males? Today, we find out why some men are desperate to secure a supply of breast milk and whether it has any benefit to them at all.
Mamma Mia subscribers, you've been asking and we've been listening. Now, you can get all of your exclusive subscriber audio on Apple Podcasts. That includes everything from bonus episodes of your favourite pods to exclusive segments to all of our audio series.
To link your Mamma Mia subscription to Apple Podcasts, open the Mamma Mia Out Loud page in your Apple Podcasts app and follow the prompts, or head to help.mamamia.com.au.
If you go onto one of the several breast milk market websites in the US, you'll see ads like this one.
34-year-old professional male looking for fresh supply of non-frozen milk in Ohio. I'm willing to travel within a 10-mile radius. If you have any further questions, don't hesitate to message me.
Men looking to purchase breast milk from women to consume themselves. But why? The trend seems to have started in the US around 2014, with athletes claiming an increased stamina and energy. It's now grown into a lucrative online market, with the claims of its benefits ranging from immunity-building properties to even curing cancer. Sarah Steele is a senior research associate at the University of Cambridge and has studied the phenomena of black market breast milk. Sarah, first up, let's be clear, what makes breast milk perfect for babies?
It's full of nutritional benefits, immune benefits. It also comes with, especially if it's a mother directly breastfeeding or a parent sitting with their child, it comes to that face-to-face and bodily contact. So human milk is replete with those kind of direct nutritional benefits, the immune benefits and the social contact benefits for a baby.
Now, milk, though, doesn't come out standard, does it? So if you're buying it, it could have come out at any stage of that feeding process, because the milk changes as the baby develops and with mum's diet. There's a lot of factors in what the breast milk is at the other end, isn't there?
Yes, so human milk actually varies across a feed itself. So it varies within the feed. The amount of fat, for example, varies from the start of a woman feeding a child or pumping to the end of that feed. The composition changes both within that time and as the baby ages to a toddler and then a preschooler. The WHO advises feeding up to 2 years, if not longer now. And what we see is the composition from those very first days in the hospital to feeding a two-year-old, totally different compositions of milk. Add to that, if you consume anything like caffeine or alcohol, change your diet, the milk itself changes. So it's really dynamic. What that means is when you're buying it, you don't necessarily know that what you're getting is appropriate if you're planning on feeding it to a baby or child. But also, if you're consuming it yourself, the composition may not be what you've read online.
Well, can we talk about what some of the benefits are that people think they're getting out of drinking breast milk? So we're hearing things from the growth hormones are beneficial, that it's an immunity booster, it boosts energy levels. Are there any scientific backing for any of these claims?
So the first thing I should say is that human milk, like any food, does have nutritional benefits, right? It's like a milk. It It comprises of things that will provide us a benefit. However, where we're coming from when we're talking about buying this online from a stranger or acquiring a freezer stash that's left over when a woman's been pumping too much is an evaluation of whether those benefits outweigh the risks. Now, some of the claims online are that you're going to get a huge immune benefit, that you're going to get a high protein food, that this is a superfood that's not got chemical contaminants in it. It's great for cancer sufferers. It heals everything from warts. We've seen those kind of claims online. We've been tracking them in our research team. However, the things I should say are, first, the adult gut takes out many of the benefits that you see in children. So absolutely, it's an immune developer for a baby. Absolutely, it's nutritionally sound. But for an adult, the adult gut breaks down many of those benefits. Also, what we know is that a lot of the claims around the super high protein load of human milk don't stand up. We've got lots of different milk options now. We've got cow's milk, goat's milk, soy milk, other nut milks, etc., coconut milk, all these things are coming out. They all have different compositions. What we know is that human milk isn't as high protein as claimed. Many of the immune benefits are lost in the gut. And absolutely, while there have been some huge developments with human milk around cancer and around other things, those are found in a lab. They're found when there is insertion processes into an extraction from milk, a component of milk that has been treated in a laboratory process and then injected into tumors. This isn't something you're going to get the benefit of by chugging some milk you bought online.
Let's talk about the risks of buying that milk online, because that milk might come with a whole host of other nasties.
Yes. So what we found, our team actually bought a range of samples here in the United Kingdom. And what we found was bacterial risks, viral risks, and contaminant risks. On the bacterial level, we found high levels of gram-negative bacteria. For context, that's the sort of stuff that gets into the milk if you haven't washed your hands properly after using the loo. We also found viral risks. Things like CMV, which aren't routinely tested for in pregnancy, but could pose some real risks to people, especially those who are immune compromised. So it's a real worry that some of this stuff is being touted to cancer patients online as a miracle cure. It could really risk their health consuming it, especially as it's an unpasteurized milk. The other risk there is also that now we've got mothers who are expressing huge amounts. We're all back, many of us at work, pumping, producing huge amounts of milk. People often turn to eBay and other places to buy bags or bottles online. Especially when you're buying those internationally and cheap, there is a contaminant risk. You may be getting chemicals that then leach into the milk when it's stored in those over time. So one of the things that sits there is if you don't know this person, if they're not in the same microbiome as you, if they have different viral exposure than you, there's real risks of buying their milk to drink. And those risks certainly outweigh the benefits.
Bodybuilders and those looking for a miracle cure for cancer aren't the only ones who are in the market for breast milk. Alongside sections on those websites of women willing to sell to men and men seeking a supply, there's also ads for adult nursing companions, men who drink breast milk either on its own or, if a woman is willing, straight from the source, for pleasure. It's called erotic lactation, lactophilia, or milk fetishism, where a man is aroused by seeing a woman breastfeed. In fact, in Japan, there's a milk bar where people can go and breastfeed from a number of young lactating ladies. The customers are almost exclusively men in their 30s and 40s. Some experts say it may be based in jealousy that the man's favourite toy is now being played with by a child, but as long as the child's getting enough nourishment, each to their own. Under Australian law, though, it is illegal to buy or sell body parts, and that includes human breast milk. But if hubby wants to give it a try, that's entirely up to you. That's all for The Quickie today. For more episodes, head to mamamia.com.au/thequickie.